Hello, friends. This is Bob Elson aboard the 20th Century Limited, one of the world's great trains, where we have a host of travelers today and some very interesting people. And among these interesting people today, we have America's most famous comedian, Mr. Jack Benny. Mr. Benny and I have something in common in that in two wars, we were both at Great Lakes. How are you, Jack?
Fine, fine. And thanks very, very much for asking me to stop by for a moment.
Jack, you know, during the war, I had charge of entertainment at Great Lakes, and I heard a lot about you and Walk Egan and your days there in the First War.
Well, I was doing practically in the First War the same as I've done in this last war. In this last war, I was entertaining overseas in civilian clothes. The First War, I did the same thing, only in a uniform. In fact, I'm almost ashamed to admit the good time that I had in the First World War.
Well, Jack, I know that you
did... Nothing heroic, you know.
I know
nothing.
That you did a great job in this last war of entertaining the GIs and the sailors and everybody else. What about that trip over there? How long were you gone?
Well, I made three trips. You know, one to the African theater, one to the South Pacific, and last summer all through Germany. And that was really something to see. Germany, Berlin particularly, the way it's all torn down. Berlin looks a little like Allen's Alley. This thing, if you got a good look at it now.
Jack, why did you leave Walk Egan first? By the way, I heard that number that, who was it, Davy Rose composed on that Walk Egan Rhapsody, that's a terrific thing.
Yeah, well, I left Walk Egan and I was about 17 years old. Incidentally, I was born in Chicago. I always say I was born in Walk Egan. The reason I say I was born in Walk Egan is because my mother was living in Waukegan when it was time for me to be born. See, so she came to a hospital in Chicago.
Oh, I see.
And I was born in the hospital in Chicago. But my argument is that if I was kicking around for 9 months, I could say I was born in Waukegan. Is that right?
Jack, all we see in the papers is that new plans everybody has for their radio show. What about you? Now that your vacation is about over, you got any new plans for yourself?
I have no new plans at all. I have exactly the same cast and the same writers. And we'll have the same type, same format, only hoping that it will be as good as we were fortunate to have last year.
I see. Well, that'll be swell. Jack, I want to ask you just one thing about your writers. How many, I know you have some of America's best gag men writing for you. How many do you have in all? How much time do they work on the show?
Well, I have four writers, and they work from about Wednesday on. I join them Thursday, and we have the show by Saturday.
I see, and you're all set with a swell package.
All set, yeah. Everything is all set, particularly for next season. I have the same writers and everybody.
I bet it's glad to have, you're glad to have Dennis back on the show. He was in the Navy, too.
Who's that? Oh, yes. Yeah, Dennis, incidentally, is doing his own show next summer besides being on mine. And Phil Harris is also doing his own show plus being on mine. That's because I don't pay them enough for being on my own show, and they've got to make money somewhere.
Jax, what's taking you down to New York on the Century today?
Oh, no particular reason. No, I realize that I won't be able to go for about a year, and I'd like to make one more trip. Then I'm coming back here to Chicago to spend about a week with my folks.
You really don't have to answer that question, Jack.
What?
This is our health commissioner, Mr. Benny. This is Dr. Bunderson.
How do you do, Doctor? How are you, sir?
Well, Jack, it's been very nice of you to stop by here today, and I'm awfully glad that your show is going to be all set and packaged up again, and I hope that you'll have many, many more years to entertain the radio public.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you a lot.
Nice being with you.
Thank you a lot. That was Jack Benny, America's outstanding comedian, who was our guest here on the Century today. And by the way, Jack, try a shave going into New York tomorrow morning with our product. It's Crank Shave Cream, and once you use it, Mr. Benny, I'm sure that you'll never use any other shave cream. Now, our next guest today is a gentleman who's in the insurance business. What is your name, please?
John L. Kassoff.
Mr. Kassoff, what kind of a name is that, Kassoff?
Well, originally it stems from Russia.
Were you in Russia yourself as a boy?
Never. Born in America.
Born in America, huh?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Kassoff, what is your business or profession?
I'm manager of the Mutual Life Insurance Company of New York.
That must be an interesting job.
It is extremely interesting.
Mr. Kassoff, what about people today, and what is your approach to people in regards to insurance? Are the people more insurance-minded than ever?
No question about that. They find insurance is the one thing they've got to do for themselves if they live, the one thing they can, by which they can provide for their families if they don't live. It's the finest kind of investment they can make for themselves and for their families.
Mr. Kassoff, is there anything new in the insurance business today? Is there anything new in the approach to the public in insurance? Have you people learned anything out of the war? And by the way, speaking of the war, what's going to happen to all these GIs who got themselves insured?
Well, if GIs are wise, they'd keep their insurance, absolutely. They won't give it up under any circumstances. There's been a lot of objections to GI insurance, which are fast being overcome. They object to the fact that they can't pay it lump sum. They object to the fact they can't have the beneficiaries they wish. All these objections are minor, and there are regulations coming through Congress now which will eliminate those objections. And if the GI men were wise, they'd keep their insurance because they can't replace it with any private insurance. It's the finest thing they can have, and they should keep it by all means.
Well, Mr. Kassoff, we appreciate that message to all the GIs. You know, I was in the Navy myself, and I took out an insurance policy, but the trouble with me is I can't get an answer. There must be an awful lot of red tape down there in Washington. You know, I've written the Navy Department, the insurance division, 5 or 6 letters about my policy, and I can't even get a letter. I can't even get an answer to one of my letters. Now, that's gone over 6 months. And
that's not hard to understand when you think there's about 12 million, I guess, letters that they probably get. As long as you pay your premium by check or money order and keep the record, you don't have to worry about answers to your letter. Your insurance is in force. Pay your premiums irrespective of whether you get a reply or not. As long as you pay your premium, your insurance is in force, and eventually you will hear from them.
Fine. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Kassoff, for being our guest here on The Century Today. And going into New York tomorrow morning, I hope that you'll try a shave with our product, which is Crank Shave Cream, and once you use it, you'll never use any other shave cream. Every morning, when I take a look at myself in the mirror, and giving myself the swell of shaves it's ever been my pleasure to enjoy, I can't help thinking what a real thrill there is in store for you men if you'll do what I do. Shave with Crank Shave Cream containing Diexin. And let the appearance and feeling of your own face give you the answer. Yes, just a few days of shaving with Crank Shave Cream containing Diexin will tell you more about this truly remarkable product than I could possibly tell you in thousands of words. First, you'll notice what a quick shave you get, and then you'll be surprised how smooth your face is. And perhaps most important of all, you'll be delighted at what a comfortable shave you get without nicks, pulling, or burning sensations. Just as thousands of other men have done, I know you'll wish you had tried Crank Shave Cream containing Diexin long before. How about it when you shave tomorrow? See why I recommend Cranks with such confidence to all my friends. Get a tube or jar of Crank Shave Cream containing Diexin, and by the way, I'll appreciate it very, very much. Mr. Miles Myron Stevens of Newport, Pennsylvania, summed up the whole thing when he recently wrote, "Diexin removes sticky film, softens beards, produces a painless, chaffless, smartless, but smarter, superior shave that gives a well-groomed appearance through the entire day." Men, here's our offer. Try a tube or jar of Crank Shave Cream containing Diexin. Get the best shaves you've ever had or get double your money back. How about it? Ask for Cranks, K-R-A-N-K-S, Crank Shave Cream containing Diexin. We have an old friend on the train today who is the health commissioner of the city of Chicago, Dr. Herman N. Bundison. How are you, Doctor?
Oh, I'm swell, Bob, but can I ask you to do me a favor?
I'll be glad to.
The last time I talked on this show, I was just flooded with letters, hundreds, thousands. I've talked on the radio many years, and no program have I ever gotten as many letters. Now, what am I going to do with these hundreds of letters that I get for people listening? Are you going to answer them for me? I got a job for you now, Bob, and well, that's no joke. I'm telling you the truth.
Doctor, we're glad that you had such a nice response. Doctor, I know that, of course, at this time of the year, one of your chief concerns as the health commissioner of a great city like Chicago, and of course, it's your concern about not only about Chicago, but about all our cities in the United States. What about this problem of polio?
Oh, it's a real problem. But before we talk about that, I want to talk about Jack Benny for a minute. You know, he was pulling this stuff about Waukegan in Chicago. He don't know that I'm the keeper of the records in the city of Chicago. And now when I go back to the health department, I'm going to look up Jack Benny's record and see whether he was born in Chicago, and I'm also going to see whether his mother was there. I haven't got any chance of it. Now, with reference to the polio situation, this time of the year, health officers all over the United States are worried about polio, and there is an ever-increasing amount right now. Whether it's going to reach epidemic proportions, only the next 2 or 3 weeks will tell. But there's one thing we can tell you now, Bob. For a long while, we couldn't do anything. But the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis and Mr. Basil O'Connor have made it possible for us to know certain definite things. You know that National Foundation is that March of Dimes? And he has done a great job as director of that organization, all for free, too.
I know. We had him on the show here one day, Doctor. Oh, he's a very charming man.
And he's a great fella. He's a great humanitarian. And through his efforts, researches have been able to be made with the dimes that the people have given. And now there are certain definite things I can tell the mothers tonight. Today, I mean, right now. One of them is, you youngsters, don't let them get over-exhausted. The youngster that is over-exhausted is more likely to get polio. If they're over-exhausted and take a plunge and get a chill, they're doubly more likely to get polio. And number three, and this is very important, we in Chicago don't permit operations on the tonsils during the polio season because it's too dangerous. And those operations on the tonsils not infrequently, if they have been in contact with polio, cause the real serious type of polio. That's the bulbar, you know, the B-U-L-B-A-I. And those cases are usually fatal. And so if people will watch those things and keep the children out of undue crowds and feed them carefully and not let them get overtired, we can really offer something. Now we're making further researches where contact seemed to be factors. So altogether, every year, we're adding a little something. And before long, we're going to be able to be in a position to really do something, I think.
Yes. Dr. Bunderson, what has science done, say, in the last 25 years with some of these other frequent children's diseases like whooping cough, measles, scarlet fever, diphtheria?
Well, now, diphtheria, if every mother... Oh, I'm so glad you asked me about diphtheria, because all over the country now, Bob, we'd controlled diphtheria pretty well, and now all over the country, diphtheria's starting again, getting bad in virulent form. And so every child at 9 months should be vaccinated against diphtheria. And then again, they should have a reinforcing dose when they start in school again. And so if every parent will now go to their doctor and get the child inoculated against diphtheria, and then a reinforcing dose when they go to school, and then whooping cough. Every child at 6 months should be inoculated against whooping cough. We can do definitely something against whooping cough to help children from getting it. And, of course, if a child does get whooping cough, they should be guarded against chills.
Yes.
I could talk on, but the time is getting on. I could keep on talking about penicillin. I could keep on talking about the sulfur drugs, all life-saving things. I could talk to you about cancer. The main one thing I'd like to say is go to your doctor once a year. Have a checkup. And every year, follow through to be sure that there's nothing wrong with
you. Well, Dr. Bunderson, it's been grand to have you on the train again today. By the way, I hope the last time you went to New York that you found out how good our product is, Crank Shave Cream.
Yeah, but I ran out of it and I haven't had any. I've been waiting. That's why I came around here today, figuring I might get another package.
Well, of course, you know you can get it in all drugstores, but here
don't
is another...
my beard now,
here
don't
is another tube on the house, Doctor. It's really a wonderful product, and if you have used it, as you say, you know what a grand product it is.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you
and remember,
much.
You're going to answer all these letters.
Fine. Thank you very much. That was Dr. Herman N. Bunderson, Health Commissioner of the City of Chicago. Friends, I'd like to remind you again to take my personal recommendation and buy Crank Shave Cream containing Dioxin. And don't accept a substitute. Crank's is the only shave cream containing that marvelous new discovery, Dioxin. You can get Crank Shave Cream in the giant tube, or you can get it in the pound or half-pound jar at your drug counter today. In fact, you can get it in any form that you men prefer, either in the tube or the jar. Well, the century is all set to pull out for New York, and so this is Bob Elson saying goodbye for today from the world-famous Dreamliner, the 20th Century Limited.